baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino, it's
Shiraz Raymond.
He rolls down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that kick-ass trade. Cause the boys in the front office are always hard. Come talking that trash and they'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, skin, I ain't said spit.
The John Daniels Show is brought to you by Evan Williams Bourbon and BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Thanks, Kevin. Joining us now for his weekly visit, it is the great John J.D. Daniels. How are you doing today, J.D.?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for jumping on with us. And let's dive right in. Obviously, there's some excitement with Joe Palumbo, and looks like you guys got another nice quality piece there for the organization. But there is seemingly a little bit of a limitation as to how much he could pitch in any given game or how many innings he could pitch this season. So how will you guys approach that moving forward?
Yeah, we just want to be smart about it. Obviously, you know, Joe had TJ a couple of years ago. I think his max was just under 100 innings pitched and through 50 or 60 last year. So we just want to be smart about it. You know, the other piece of it is that double A and down, we have our guys in a six-man rotation. Obviously, up here, you're in a five-man rotation, and traditionally, guys kind of go through that transition period at AAA. But since Joe is kind of jumping in straight from AA, he hasn't had that. So we're just going to be a little careful with it and, give him time when we can. And as we go along, we'll have to manage. Hopefully, we'll get some other guys back from injury to kind of help help space things out a little bit as we get deeper into the summer.
What is the sort of, grand scheme and everything right now in terms of injuries with all your guys? There's a lot of little injuries and guys coming and going. So of the major pieces that are playing a lot, where do we stand on these guys?
On the everyday players you're talking about?
Yes.
Gallo and Pence and them?
Yes.
So Joey is starting a rehab assignment in Arizona today, I believe. He's out there in Arizona, and we'll start to get some game action. So some poor rookie league pitcher gets to face Joey Gallo in Arizona tonight. lucky him. And I'm hopeful that he'll be back. I think he wants to be back this weekend. I think that's probably a little quick, but we'll see. He's been doing really well, and I think we avoided – it's one of those deals where, it was the end of the season. We might have tried to, push it through. We just felt like right now – let's not have a through-week deal turn into a 6- or an 8-week deal with Joey. So he's doing well. He should be back relatively soon. And then Hunter, it looked really bad the other day in Cincinnati, chasing that double down the line, pulled up. It was kind of one of those small muscles in your groin. And, we thought it was going to be really bad. He felt a lot better the next day, but it still kind of lit up the MRI a little bit, and we decided to play it safe. So he's hoping that, right around the 10-day mark, maybe 2-week mark next week, that he should be good to go. But we'll see. He's just kind of progressing day to day right now.
Awesome moment for the organization yesterday, announcing Michael Young's number is going to be retired. And it's just fantastic news. And another great move by you guys as you continue to develop the legacy program with this organization. Michael told us that you sprung it on him out of nowhere at a dinner, and you could tell what an impact it had on him yesterday. So don't want to have you pull the curtain too far back, but when you told him, what was that like?
Yeah, it was cool. I was with Michael and Kip, our scouting director, and they have a good relationship as well. And it was right before the draft. We were talking about some draft stuff, but it was just the three of us at dinner, and we got done talking about that shop. Honestly, it was a pretty big honor to get to break the news to him and let him know. So it meant so much to this franchise, continues to mean so much to this franchise, involved in kind of all the top level stuff from a strategy standpoint. And then he also kind of, gets his hands dirty with the players. He likes to, help Woody out at the big league level, and he likes to get out there in the minor league level and kind of grind it out in Arizona with the guys and get out to the affiliates. So to be able to tell him that, and kind of see the real authentic, genuine reaction, realize how much it means to him. I don't know. It's almost like those of us that are never going to be in that spot, never have played. I think we almost take it for granted that, you know, that Michael got somebody like him, knows how much he means to the franchise, the community, the fan base. But when you saw it yesterday and his presser, and I know he's on with you guys, when you see it, like how genuinely like touched and honored and appreciated he feels, it's really cool. And so, really, really proud of the organization for doing that. I know the timing, you guys asked me about it a couple weeks ago and I couldn't really say anything then, but ultimately one of the most important people in the really history of Texas baseball. So just glad to be a small part of it and help break the news to them.
It is. And what kind of conversations go into those things leading up to it? Not with Michael, obviously, but just to get to the point where, hey, we're going to do this.
Well, you know, we had for a long time, and there are a number of organizations that are like this, that the Rangers' tradition had been that only guys that would go into the Major League Baseball, the National Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame, will get their numbers retired. And then when, Adrian came up, we didn't want to wait 5 years. And that led us to have, conversation about Michael and just the idea, why do we have this policy? We're not the Yankees or the Dodgers that have this, 130-year legacy or whatever it is. And that might work for them. It doesn't necessarily work for us. And as we talked about it with ownership and our executive team, it was just a very clear, hey, if we're not sticking to that sort of policy, then, Michael is by far the most deserving person we could consider for it. So it was an easy call once we, reconsidered what had been the Rangers policy for some time.
John, you talked about Joey Gallo being on his rehab assignment. We were talking about this in studio today, the idea of the Home Run Derby coming up and Joey Gallo would be a natural for that. And you're like, yeah, but I don't know if he'd do it. And it's like, well, there's $1 million at stake. And so I'm just wondering, does that $1 million complicate things for the organization in that, you want to tell a guy, hey, listen, I don't know if this is the right thing for you, this injury or whatever, but you don't want to take $1 million out of a guy's pocket either. So how do you approach something like that? And does it change with the $1 million bounty?
It doesn't change how we feel about it. I mean, you always kind of want to put these guys in bubble wrap and protect them and you don't want to have any risk of getting hurt, especially if they're not, in the middle of a game for us. But I think it's pretty cool, man. I mean, I think for where Joey's come from he's always been a great home run hitter, but I think now he's being recognized one of the great young players in the game. And I'm sure he was asked to do it in the past and he turned it down. I think if he's asked to do it this year, which I assume he's healthy, he definitely will be. I think it's pretty cool. And I think a lot of the fears of, guys having bad second halves famous last words, and I'll, be pissed if he gets hurt doing it, but I don't think he will. And I think it's such a great honor for him to be recognized. And, it'll be exciting because they won't just be talking about, how far he hits balls and, the 3-2 outcomes. We're going to be talking about him as one of the, legitimate, young superstars in the game, and he deserves that. So, we'd be all for it, and, we'll take our cut of the $1 million when he wins.
since we're talking home runs, as we talked to John Daniels here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, must be pretty good to see Willie Calhoun completely destroy that ball yesterday. You got to like the progress you're seeing from him.
Yeah, he's Woody was telling a story about from the dugout for his first day back. Clevenger's pumping 97, 98 and a filthy slider and just Willie coming back, watch it. I don't know if it was right before his first at bat or after, maybe he's watching in the dugout and just talking with, supreme confidence about what his plan is going to be up there at the plate and what he wants to do and what he sees with Clevenger. And guys don't do that if they don't have a ton of confidence, and I think he's earned that. He's always had natural ability to hit, but now he's put himself in an unbelievable spot physically. He's got himself in just about as good a shape as he could ask for. And he's in a great state mentally too. So kind of fun to see him go out there and get rewarded in his second game back.
I got to tell you, we had him on the show yesterday, and I sounded like an old man telling him how proud I was of him, like he's my grandson or something. And I was like, but, you know, there were stories back in the day. Hey, what position do you play, Willie? I play three hole, you know, and I just, right. I, you know, I'm like, okay, that's so, I don't know what the right word would be, but it, you know, it's confident. And so now yesterday, I think Skin asked him or something about playing a position, and it was essentially the same question. Hey, what position do you play, Willie? He's like, wherever the manager wants me. Hmm. And it was so sincere and from the heart, and it's like, that maturation process is real, and we're witnessing that, right? We're witnessing a young man growing up before our eyes, right?
Yeah, man, and it's the combination of just that, you know, him maturing, and even you saw at the end of spring training, he was pissed, but he took a day, and then he got after it and killed it. Whereas a year ago, he was pissed, and you know, and he let it affect him for over a month in Triple A. This year, he was like, no, screw it, I can't control that anymore. I'm going to get after it. I just think it's like all the people pouring into him, Jose Vasquez and Stephanie Fernandez, Jace Tingler, and you know, the impact that Woody's had on him and their relationship. It's awesome, man. This guy is like, he's always had like a God-given ability, but you could argue maybe he rested on that early on in his career. And now he's like putting the commitment kind of backing up, you know, it's equal to his desire at this point, and he's been rewarded for it. So, yeah, I'm with you in the grandpa proud stage, man. It's awesome.
Well, hey, thanks for the time today, John. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week, man.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. John Daniels. John Daniels Show every week right here on Ben and Skin.